separated from you.
You can complain against a radio or television station that breaches the code of standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA. Here's how. Write to the station via post, email, or fax, stating the grievances that you have against the broadcast. State when the broadcast took place. State who the broadcaster was. State your name and contact details for further communication by the broadcaster. Upon communication with the station, it is expected that the station will respond to your complaint within 14 days. Where you have not received a response or have received a response within 14 days but consider the response to be inadequate, you can address your complaint to the Director General, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Mass Media Complex, Alikinkata Road, P.O. Box 32475, Lusaka, or call 0211-250-589 or email complaints@iba.org.zm or visit our website www.iba.org.zm. Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia.
Economists optimistic that GDP boost will reflect on the ground. Government urged to declare a national day of prayer and fasting to combat rising suicide rates. And Guinea presidential election set for 28 December following controversies. With the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Economist Kelvin Chisanga has attributed the gross domestic product GDP growth to sectors such as mining, tourism and ITC, owing to the drought experienced at the beginning of the year. These remarks follow the recent findings by Zamstat. These remarks follow the recent findings by Zamstat that the Zambian economy recorded a 5.2% growth in the second quarter in 2025 as compared to 1.9% in 2024. In an interview with RSM News in Lusaka, Mr. Chisanga noted that these sectors are contributing to the revamping of the economy. Currently, this growth does not reflect what is on the ground as commodities and the cost of living is high, but eventually things will change, said Mr. Chisanga. Mr. Chisanga has therefore expressed optimism that the performing sectors will strike a balance in stabilizing other key factors, which will in turn contribute to economic growth.
The second quarter, it has substantially given a strong boost, which has now come up with an aspect of recovery dynamic system, meaning the recovery dynamic phase triggered within the second quarter, where we had strong bumper harvest, we had a very strong tax inflow, we had also some other complementary elements. So, and even when you look at the situation around IMF support and the mining sector, they also completed a very strong performance from that perspective.
Government has highlighted the success of the Girls' Education and Women's Empowerment and Livelihoods Dual Project in a bid to combat poverty and gender inequality. speaking at a side event of the 80th United Nations General Assembly, Permanent Secretary at the Gender Division in the Office of the President, Mainga Kabika, said after 3 years of receiving support, beneficiaries experienced a 30% reduction in extreme poverty, driven by a 62% increase in household income and an 80% rise in business profits. Ms. Kabika noted that these statistics represent real families lifted out of destitution, children better nourished, and women gaining greater agency in their lives. She further expressed gratitude to the World Bank and cooperating partners from Sweden, Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and Ireland for their steadfast support. Ms. Kabika described the partnership as a powerful testament to a shared commitment to social justice. At the same event, Ifath Sharif, World Bank Global Director for Social Protection and Jobs, affirmed that Zambia's job program demonstrates how social protection empowers people and lifts